Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flag-leaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
The confirmation process in the Senate continues to be very slow, and in the case of Bill Northey to be an undersecretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's gone totally off the rails because of a hold by a Republican senator, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. According to Roger Johnson of the National Farmers Union, it's high time that the Republicans fix this internal problem within the Senate.
In my opinion, Mitch McConnell needs to man up and move this thing. I mean, Bill Northey is a very qualified candidate. He passed the Ag Committee unanimously. I've known him for years. When I was Commissioner of Ag in North Dakota, he was my counterpart in Iowa. He's a good man. And there's no reason that USDA has to sit there with that undersecretary position, probably the most important one, given the financial stress that agriculture's in today, for that position to remain vacant. And Ted Cruz is being a bully in this space. All McConnell has to do is file a cloture motion. There's no question he'll get 60 votes, and he can install Bill Northey tomorrow if he did that. So that's the solution. Nobody wants to talk about it, but that's the solution.
Our full conversation with Roger Johnson on a variety of subjects, from the 2018 Farm Bill to trade to RFS and a lot more, up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the button, listen to Ron on the left-hand side of any page, and then look for the Ron Ag Perspectives podcast, and you'll find our conversation with Roger Johnson. Because of an outbreak of PEDV, the Oklahoma Pork Council has decided to postpone the Oklahoma Pork Congress. They were scheduled for an all-day meeting this coming Friday in Norman. With Leanna McNally leaving Oklahoma Farm Bureau as their lead lobbyist, the organization has moved quickly and has retained the services of former state senator Ron Justice. Ron Justice starting in the middle of the legislative session on behalf of Farm Bureau. In fact, he'll be starting this week as one of their lobbyists at the state capitol. Finally, at the American Farmers and Ranchers Banquet Saturday night, they honored a couple of folks. State Senator Eddie Fields with their legislative award, and their Ag Advocacy Award goes to Francie Tolley of the Risk Management Agency of USDA. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, you can be a part of the audience live as Superior Livestock goes on the road with their next video auction in Oklahoma City starting 8 a.m. February 22nd. It'll be at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, just south of Interstate 40. 8 a.m. start time, 35,000 head to be offered at this auction of calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. For details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com and join us February 22nd in Oklahoma City. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.